morning. Well, here you are again, folks. It's Sunday morning on Republic Broadcasting. We're Republic of Texas Radio for, what day is it? January, February, March, April, May? Really? May 13th. That's great. Hour one. You know, this morning I woke up, you know, it was a few hours ago, and the strangest thing happened. As I was waking up, I found a little bit of hope, but I couldn't figure out where it was coming from or where it was, or I couldn't actually see it, because it's really hard to see, feel, touch, quantify. You can put all sorts of things on the word hope. But I went, what was that? Was that hope? That was hope. I felt hope. So I quickly went back to sleep, right? I examined my brain and my thoughts, my waking thoughts, you know, that occurred at that moment that I woke up. And I said, did that come from there? And what was I hopeful about? Quickly, I tried to rush back into sleep to rejoin the dream, right? And see if it was just a dream that there was hope out there. And I couldn't find it. I could find all sorts of funny things, you know. It's a dank dream, you know. But then I just went, well, where did that hope come from? Where did that hope go? And I woke up and I realized that there was hope. Very non-quantifiable hope. Quantifiable means I can't really put my finger on exactly where it was coming from. But I knew it was there. Now, the interesting thing about hope is it can come from many different places. It can come from real aspects of your life, you know, things going good in your life, you get hope. And it can come from, you know, well, going to a church service on Sunday and sitting down in the pews and, you know, hearing something inspiring before going to Denny's and having a hamburger or waffles or whatever like that, and just like go along your week with a little bit of hope till you get a little hope refresh. Well, that's not the kind of hope I'm thinking about, right? And so there's the fluffy hope where you trick your mind into believing that everything is going to go really good. Look, we got this guy named Trump. Trump a lot, you know, Trump. You know, he got elected, and there's a lot of hope, right? Hope and fear to change. Woo! Got a lot of snowflakes out there. Snowflakes came on board just a little bit before Trump. And, you know, they're out there going, man, I feel all my feelings and stuff like that. And you're going, man, what's your feelings? And what are you even thinking, man? Where's your brain? Now, they're a generation that was raised, snowflakes we're just talking about, right? A generation raised by hope. Right, you know, hope that they wore the right clothes to school, and hope they got the right tattoo on their arm to, you know, make them different from everybody else, and hope that they're going to get into college so they can draw cartoons or something like that, or hope that global warming, you know, doesn't actually come into fruition. Well, it hasn't, but they have changed the name to whatever, global climate change. Global climate change. But that's their hope, right? Their hopes and their fears, and they're running around with programs in their head that have been instilled with fear, and their hope only comes from more bad programming. So I think my hope actually came this morning between the dreamland and the real land in the thought that they're running out of hope. They're running out of funding. I'm sure that Soros has like bucket loads of funding that can pour onto them, but that doesn't help too much if you're a snowflake, you know, living in your mom's garage and you're trying to, you know, survive with your, oh, Bernie was screwed, and Hillary's beach. You know, it's kind of like, wow, their heroes, the Antifa, have been, well, now they're not really so loved anymore as the Democrats try to figure out how to, you know, take control of the world again. They need to figure out a whole new pack of lies to feed these troops. They need new clothes because they've invested in all this black, all these bad fitting, you know, pants and sweatshirts and bandanas and scarves so they can go out and parade around, but they don't have any money left to get to these events, you know, and, well, so that makes them lose hope, gives me hope. Can I quantify that? No, not really. I have a feeling, though. Gut feelings have been there for a long time, a lot longer than a lot of things, but and it's true. Sometimes when you think about something and something is going to come true, it does. I know a lucky person. Any of you know lucky people? He's not. He just knows he's going to win, and he just wins. You know, he'll go to one of these raffle things, and he'll go, "Oh crap! No, I don't want to buy any tickets. No, I don't want to buy any tickets. I don't want. Okay, here you go. But I'm going to win everything." And then he wins everything. And then they get mad at him. And he goes, "I told you I didn't want to buy any tickets." He says, "I'm lucky." Well, I wish he was on our side, but he's kind of, you know, got his head in the clouds, and he still listens to the likes of Sean Hannity and, you know, whatever these other talk radio hosts are, or Fox News, where they drag a pretty girl out on stage and do a close-up of her face, you know, and show her beautiful dress. And, you know, when things get really bad, they pan back and, wow, look at those. How short is that skirt? Wow. Oh, my God. Right. Distract from the truth. That's the way they do it. Does that give me hope? You know, I don't know. I wish they could come along and join us, and we could all kumbaya, but I don't see it happening. I'm kind of interested in what that would look like if it happened, if a direction it was happening. You know, what was that, a couple weeks ago, we had John Stadtmiller, and oh my God, why am I losing his name? Alan, what was his name? Herzog. Michael Herzog. Herzog was talking about all these subpoenas gone out and all these people going to be coming down, thousands of arrests, and here it goes. It's coming, folks. It's coming. The big old hallelujah. Woo! Where's the hope? John Stadtmiller says, if they wanted to do something, they got to do something against the Federal Reserve. So that's hope for Stadtmiller, and that's her hope for Herzog, and I don't know if I share either one of the hopes. I share the understanding. You know, John Stadtmiller, he makes a great point. The hope would be identifying one of the biggest elephants in the room, maybe perhaps the biggest elephant in the room, the crazy financial situation. But what would that turn into? End of monologue. Let's go ahead and bring, what do you think, Alan? Is there any hope? Am I just delusional again? Maybe I had too much something before breakfast or dinner.
You know, I hope, something I really don't have a whole lot of. And as far as change, you know, before it was a good thing, but when it's climate change, it's a bad thing. You know, change we can believe in. Woo! No, we're dealing with a generation that has never seen a deep blue sky during the daytime. They've never seen a night filled with stars that you can actually see a whole lot more than what you can now. They're living in a world that is what we're fighting against, and it's all that they're used to seeing. So they don't see a whole lot of difference. You know, they don't really understand what is missing from life, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Doc, what do you think? Hope, does it float?
Well, good morning, everybody, and happy Mother's Day to everybody out there that celebrates Mother's Day.
Just for you, Doc, I'll identify as Alice today, okay? I want to be a mother, too. I feel left out.
Oh, God.
Yeah, one of my friends contacted me, and I said, well, we were doing the Mother's Day celebration, and he said, well, I hope you get a lot of gifts. sick people. You know, I think hope is in everybody's heart, but it has been beat up and trounced on so bad that every time you lift your head and think you're going to see something good, the people in the swamp, not just in this country, but across the world, for some reason, the swamp attracts all the low-life scum that go into politics in most cases. And they beat that hope right back down. But I still think the average person is the majority of people that are good. And unfortunately, the guys controlling everything, not so much.
Yeah, unfortunately, to survive in today's world, a good person doesn't just do real well most of the time.
Yeah, and hope when it's in crazy places, like, is what I see. And unfortunately, you know, walking through the day and you see somebody hoping, and they're like, well, I hope I keep my job, right? You know, and I hope I can retire. And I hope when I retire, my car's paid off and it doesn't break. And I hope my housing prices keep going up, right? So I keep my house keeps going up. I hope all my stocks keep going up. And I hope the taxes keep going down. Well, there's two different types of people, Alan, those that have and those that have not. And, well, the one generation has and the other generation doesn't. And they're not going to get it either unless they're given it from the other generation. So when we're talking about the snowflakes have not, right? I know there's some rich snowflakes. I get it, right? I do understand that. But the majority of snowflakes and millennials, non-snowflakes, right? Because there's millennials that are not snowflakes. I do know that. But I don't know. False hopes. You know, people sitting there going like, well, stocks, right? My stocks are doing so good. And I just look at them and go, do you know anything about money? You know anything about the stock market? Oh, yeah, I've studied it a lot. You know, I'm going to make some money. Watch me. I'm going to be rich. Or, you know, I've just made a whole bunch of money in the last year. And they don't tell you when they lose it, though. But then that's the false hopes, you know, that I deal with. And but I have this feeling, right? And that's a snowflake term, too. How cute is that? You know, it's like everything is thawing. Maybe their global warming is coming now. And they're just going to start getting bitter, right? It's going to be hard for them to deal with some of the things. Trump's not a superhero. Right, even though, you know, you can listen to the Trump thing here on RBN, and they'll tell you Trump is the Trumpiest Trump that ever lived, and it's on eight-dimensional chess, and he's great, just great, nothing done wrong, nothing, right? Don't believe that crap, you know, people, you know, everybody does stuff wrong. And, hey, Fat Lady hasn't sung, really, where it comes to Trump. I don't feel blessed by him in any way. Don't feel cursed by the evil Hillotron, but that's neither here nor there. You know, I just okay. Where did I want to go with this? So last week when I was listening to the radio, I was having a kind of a parallel conversation in my head about a new group of broadcasters in the Fredericksburg area. Now, they decided that they were going to ditch a rock and roll platform and put up a talk radio platform. And so all of a sudden we had new talk radio. I'm going like, wow, interesting. Well, let's give it a listen. One's a local broadcaster. He does kind of like a little bit of a round table thing. You know, he's all round table. Let's get around the round table and talk. It's like, okay. And in between, they tell you about, you know, Giorgio's Ford. And Giorgio's Ford is going to let you come over here. And, you know, they got balloons and they got the best cars. And you really got to talk to them because they're our friends at Giorgio's Ford. Okay. Understand the need for radio station promotion time. And then they go on and start talking about globalism and how globalism is killing the world. And I'm like going, yeah, dude, do it. Come on, sing it. I want to hear it. And they continue. And it's going like, this is great. You're hitting it right. And then they go, and we need to support Israel because Israel is good and there are only friends in the Middle East and we need to support them. And I go, man, how did you go from good to sideways? How did you get that worldview? right? And then they go, we need to change things in time, and we should have been quicker to understand that fascism and Nazi Germany was the greatest enemy of all time, and we should have took it. And I'm going like, what the hell? Right? So you guys are half awake, and that probably goes back to our Bales talk from, you know, several weeks ago. And it makes me want to call him up and say, hey, dude, come on. Let's go play. Give me a mic, and let's talk about it, right? You know, we can talk about it. We're big boys, right? But what good is that, Alan? I mean, what good is that? Because do you think that they'd hear anything? And if they did, do you think that JoJo's Ford would like to hear an alternate view of reality? Because with them, you know, what I'm looking
works
for,
better for them. The Matrix works better for them than reality. So they choose to stay in the Matrix because that's where all the, I guess if you want to call it, money flows, and that's where the paychecks flow from. And you go off into our reality world, and it's kind of hard to do all that stuff that the rest of the world around you is just putting by with.
For sure. And I don't know that they'd want to broach the subject. I'm looking at their talk radio stuff, and I'm going like, okay, your morning show's great, right? And I'm a great critique of talk radio shows. You know, it doesn't mean I'm right, doesn't mean I'm wrong. Just means that I like what I like, right? You know, and I think that they could do better. And I want them to do better. I want the whole society around us to do better. And we can only do that by identifying some of the things that are wrong with our reality. And one of the things is, I don't know. I began thinking about all the neat talkers, right, that I know. I'm going, this guy, he'll fit, right? And I'm like, until he opens his mouth about Israel. Oh, there it goes. It's gone, right? And, you know, and then somebody's going to have to hold the punches or not hold the punches, and then it becomes a bunch of... So alternate media. Why can't alternate media, or the media, the free media, the true media, if we want dog, why can't we get along with commercial talk radio networks? That's to you, dog.
Well, because we actually have hope, and that's why we're all doing this in some form or fashion, and the guys doing the other thing, it's, as Alan would say, scripted, and they really don't care one way or the other. They think if the world ends, they're going to be protected somehow, and they think if there's a one-world government, they're going to get a special job, but they don't really have hope for a better life or anything like we do, and that's why we're doing this, and that's why we have all the listeners, because people still have hope, and they're looking for something better tomorrow.
I think they have hope. I think they have false hope. Some of them might even have an understanding of the Federal Reserve System and the fractional reserve currency and the futility of wanting that to maintain itself and the coming, you know, crash. Global crash, and nobody understands what that actually means, but they may be just trying to, you know, pay the bills because they love radio, right? But would they put that on? Do you think that the advertisers would stay? I don't know. It still might be something that I investigate, you know, going forward, but again, I try to weigh what I do. You know, is it doing anything? Is it making any difference? And if it's not, why are you doing it? Hang on, Republic of Texas Radio. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And now I'm not muted. Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, you know, while I was chasing around Hope this morning, I kind of said, okay, so what if Hope was right? And, oh yeah, welcome back, Republic of Texas Radio. I was talking about Hope. And I said, what if I was right? How would that play out? Now, this is fake, guys. I'm making this all up. This isn't real, right? You know, but it could be real in a galaxy far, far away. A government announcer, some guy tasked with telling you the truth, comes on the TV and the radio and he says, "Hi, my name is JoJo. You've been lied to for many years about many different things. Your government, the United States of America, and corporate governments throughout the planet Earth have been working against you your entire life. This deception goes very, very deep. It hits at the heart of your financial institutions. It created the financial institutions that created the wars around the world. It's got your medical industrial complex, the pharmaceutical industry, the Food and Drug Administration, the people that were tasked on defending your food, do not work for you. Please take note, all your medicines may kill you. Doctors, we recommend you visit the FDA's website for a list of real problems with these kind of drugs thingies. And, well, maybe consult a doctor that knows what's going on. Your stock market, that's fake. We manipulate that. There's tons of things that have been manipulated. Now that we've come out and told you, what are you going to do? We hope you don't panic and don't come for our heads, but I understand you probably will come for our heads. We will put a list of the guilty folks on our website as we start minimalizing the U.S. government. We would expect you to do so locally, too, as things happen. But, you know, is that how it would play out? I don't know. I don't know that. Well, what do you think, Alan? Did I do that too little or what?
Kind of sounds like when you're talking there, I brought up memories of V for Vendetta, because that's the only way that they were able to snap the people out was when they got it on the free V, the truth on the free V, you know, that everyone was watching and everyone showed up in the streets then, didn't they?
Yeah.
They know that would happen if the sheeple out there across the world actually heard the truth from their mainstream media. The people in charge know that the illusion might be snapped, it might be broken, and people would actually get out into the streets. If Sean Hannity got up there and said it, or Megyn Kelly got up there with their short skirt and said it, it would be true then. But as long as they're not talking about it, they stay in the illusion. And they watch Megyn Kelly's dress get shorter and shorter as it gets worse and worse.
What do you think, Doc? That would be a big problem in the entire world if somebody came out and told the truth. Doc? Oh, well, Doc's getting quiet.
I think that it's going to take more than one of those mainstream media guys to do that. But I do believe eventually people's conscience are going to catch up with them, and somebody's going to do exactly what you said, and they're going to start telling the truth, and they're going to say, you know, we've been forced to tell you exactly opposite of what's going on. We've been forced because guys like Soros are paying the bills, and we've been forced so we can improve our careers, but here's the real straight story, guys, and I think you're going to see it take off. That's why I think most people have the hope. They keep feeling that something's got to give. You can't let the pendulum swing this far and not come back.
But then hope brings us Bolton, Pompeo, and the torture queen from hell at the head of our government. I mean, that's hope. I'm sorry, but that doesn't give me a lot of good feelings.
I know. It's kind of ridiculous. Now, Art's over there in the hey, good morning, Art, by the way. Art brings something up, right? You know, first of all, he says, you know, as I went into my little rant about, you know, the government admitting it was wrong, he said, I just say, I told you so. And I said, yeah. Now, what good did that do? But, you know, but it was fun, I guess. But the majority of people would dismiss it as a silly joke. But they can only dismiss it if it was not real. But what if it was real? We'll be right back with Public of Texas Radio.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
All right. We're back. Hey, we have a chat room out there. You can join us if you have any questions or if you just want to get in on, you know, whatever we're in on. We're really not in on anything. We're just talking about stuff. It's at republicoftexas.chattango.com. And a little dialogue going on between Free Texas and Art. And it's let me read Free Texas's real first. It says, let me get this straight. Some LGBTQ person takes Soros money, and that's bad, but Trump's son takes it, and Trumpers just shrug it off. Yeah, if that happened, yeah, of course. You know that, Free Texas. It's a dual standard. I'm not saying that that happened or not, and you know, you can prove it, and what does that mean, right? It just means that, well, hey, the dang thing's a show, man, you know, and they're all playing you. They're playing you left, right, and center. And that's what we're talking about today. Now, we're talking about hope. And where do you get hope? Especially when you really understand this dang thing out there. Do you get your hope from what you do in your life and how you treat others and, you know, the minor wins that you get in your life? You know, when somebody comes home and goes, and somebody that you know and you've known for a long time, they say, well, I'm kind of worried about genetically modified organisms. And you go, really? There's a little bit of hope for me, right? You know, been talking about that for a little bit, you know, and now you're coming around. That's good. That's really good. Come on, tell me more. Well, they can't because they're new to it, and it may stick, it may not. You know, I got hope several months back when Trump and freaking whatever his name is, Rocket Man. And I did like him calling him Rocket Man. That was kind of fun. They were going at it, and they're like, yeah, we're going to nuke each other, and the world's going to die. And a buddy of mine comes to my house, and he says, I got to tell you something, you know. I started stockpiling food. And I said, yeah, that's great. I'm glad you're getting prepared. Why? He goes, well, because I'm worried about, you know, the interaction between North Korea and the United States and this and that. We may have to, you know, we may be at war soon. I says, well, at least you're stockpiling food. That's a start, right? You know, you got to be prepared for disasters and this and that. And he wouldn't hear anything about the alternate realities of, you know, the world. You know, it's kind of hard to get in on that. But at least that was a little hope. I'm like, okay, so there's one guy that might have a box of Cheerios once something goes wrong. It's kind of cute. So I guess I get my hope in strange little directions. But today I'm not getting any hope from any strange directions that I can tell, except for, well, here's this article. I don't know if Doc, if you want to jump in there while I ready this article I want to talk about. Got any hope?
Well, you know, I think everybody, whether they realize it or not, has hope, or you wouldn't get up and go anywhere every day. You wouldn't plant a garden. You wouldn't have a child. You wouldn't plan for tomorrow. So there's got to be some kind of hope. And if you're not a realist, then you don't look at all the negatives and have a lot of fears and worries. But like Alan says, there's a script out there, and they prove it every day. But I think we can mess them up. We just need some people with a conscience in positions where they can speak out and make a difference to finally do that. Wouldn't you say, Alan, that the script can be changed if enough people get fed up?
Oh, the script can, and it does change. Like I said, they've got all these think tanks sitting out there that are just, they're following everything that goes on. And if something comes up, they change the script, they rewrite it, they bring in a new actor that will present it a little bit better and is a little bit easier for the general public out there to digest. And, you know, if the truth actually would come out, all they would have to do would be to change from Sean Hannity, and they would bring Obi-Wan Kenobi back in, and he would stand in front of the television, and he would wave his arm, and he would say, these are not the droids you're looking for. You need to move on. And everyone would go, these are not the droids we're looking for. We need to move on.
You know, a lot of times, I do agree that there's a script for everything. Definitely, you know, there are the think tanks out there, and they got all these Mensa people. But then we'd have to define these Mensa people, because I remember growing up in school, in private schools, and running into a lot of these Mensa people, right? They were very quick to tell you that they're a hell of a lot smarter than you, and then that's about it. I'm just a lot smarter than you. Hey, why don't you want to play with me? Hey, nobody likes me. It's because I'm too smart. It's like, no, because you're an idiot, right? You really can be too smart and be an idiot. So I have some faith in them and some hope in the fact that they're idiots, right? And I don't care how dang smart they are. But here's one of the articles that I came across this morning that gave me hope, right? And it's the snowflake hope again, right? So there's this bar in Corpus Christi, and this man walks into it, right, and then the bouncer's all, hey, see your ID, and he shows him his ID, and he says, you're dressed like a girl, go take off your makeup and your eyelashes and change your clothes, and you can come in. Oh my God, the boy says, and he went back to his car crying, he stated, and changed his clothes and took off his makeup, and he felt so embarrassed, he felt so persecuted. I'm going like, really, dude? Are you serious? You know, so I have hope that his hope was just dashed. Right, because they showed a picture of him, and he looks like he did a perfect girl. He was a cross dresser. He might have been LGBTQ, PNMOKK, right? I don't care, right? But you're going into the bar, right? And then the owners, right? Okay, well, you have to dress your gender, right? You men had to dress like men, and women have to dress like Jen. And that's on the books. She said, well, hey, that's on the books. That's the way my establishment is run, and I'm worried about the LPPQ, LMNOP groups coming in and harassing me. But this is for my clients. This is for my customers. This is my private club, and I'm going to have men dressed like men and women dressed like women. So I'm saying, go Corpus Christi. Come on. You know, private business. You know, you go, guys. That gave me hope, I guess, you know. And it's not that I'm against LGBTQ, whatever. You know, you can do whatever you want, but you don't try to push it on me, you know. And I understand he wasn't trying to push it on me. It wasn't about me and him, you know, but it was about him and them and whatever and pushing that around. But I'm definitely against the school systems trying to tell you that there's 15 different genders or 20 or 30 and 362. You know, that's wrong, right? They should keep their hands out of it. School systems have been wrong for some time. That brings me back to the point. The point is, the day the government comes out and tells you it's doing something. I did this thing here in Fredericksburg, and I said, look up. Do you see that in the sky? And and they looked up and they saw a chemtrail, right, and a persistent contrail or whatever. And they go, what is it? They go, yeah, it's a contrail. I said, what if I were to tell you that that was not a contrail, that that's actually atmospheric spraying, and that's there to actually modify the weather in some way? It could be for a lot of other different reasons, you know, we're still unclear about that. What would you say? I think you were crazy. I think you're a conspiracy theorist. Oh, okay. What if the government came out and told you that what I just said was true? What would you think then? Well, I guess I'd listen and find out why they were doing it.
No, Steve, what would happen is they would hear that, and they'd run over to your house and say, hey, I just heard that those things in the sky, those aren't contrails. And you'd look at him and feel like slapping him or cutting his tongue out.
Oh, I understand that, but at least we got to the end game. But we got to the end game on their release, right? And that's where we go back to this whole, you know, although everything's a script, right? And it might not be one play, all in, you know. Okay,
what
here's
happens,
the start.
Steve, when it becomes too known, they pull back a little bit, they wait for a little bit, and they reintroduce it with a different name and a different purpose. Oh, yeah, we're spraying up there, but it's for your health.
It's for the children.
The chillin', no. There you go.
Yeah. But, okay, Alan, since you're leading into this, 9/11 grand juries are convening right now to figure out what happened on 9/11. What do you think? What happened to Building 9 or Building 7? You know, are
they all the other holes in all the other buildings?
We are. I mean, really? Really? I don't know. I mean, what do they want to know that hasn't already been figured out? They want a grand jury to not. I don't know.
We accidentally built the Twin Towers out of aluminum foil instead of steel, so. You know, someone lit a big lighter in there, and it just fell.
As much as I want to believe that there's some great coup, because I really liked the little show that Michael Herzog put on several weeks ago on his show and on John Stadtmiller's National Intel Report.
Bill McConnell's material, I have heard that 10 years ago or more. Like I said, he used to be on a show with a guy, this English guy, and he'd always say, and I postulate that your sister, Marcy Darcy, you know, his sister is Christine Marcy, and then he was making fun of, you know, the father, love and marriage, you know, Marcy Darcy, the neighbor. And I've known about that for a long, long time, and nothing's come out of it. It's been public, you know, in our circles for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, it's a real feel-good thing, and I can see where people get their, you know, minds around it and go, wow, you know, that's great. I didn't know that all these people had all these guys on the hook, and the entire swamp is scratching for its life. Yeah, is that true? Even you got Songbird McCain is coming out. You know, I'm dying. Really? The first thing that comes to my mind is good, but I don't believe it. You know, anything that comes out of his mouth, you know, or the mouths of others.
Especially in a world where they can do human head transplants and they've got synthetic DNA and nanocircuitry incorporated into the DNA strand. I think that life extension in the transhumanist movement is coming to fruition in a very short future.
Why do you think Hillary's trying to hang on for just another minute? She'll have a Hillary robot and drive that thing around. I don't know. Did I really just say that? Yeah, I guess I did, but I do believe it. I believe
imagine
transhumanism.
Imagine Hillary's head on Raquel Welch's body. I don't care what the body looks like. That'd still horrify me.
Okay, Doc, it's time for you to rein us back in and tell us where we're wrong. All right.
I don't think you're wrong, but like about McCain, to me, McCain is a sorry, sorry individual. He attacks supposedly his own group more than he's ever attacked the guys that you would think he would be attacking. And you got to wonder, as he gets closer to death, doesn't something not kick in and say you better make things right before you check out? Instead, maybe Alan's right. Maybe he's working on some kind of cryogenics or head transplant or something, because he's not changing. I heard on the news this weekend, he's still in full attack mode, but not against the people you would think, the left. He's in full attack mode against his own people. And I think he's one of the leaders of the swamp, you know. Shame on guys like him that they, I don't know how they ever got in a position that he's in, but people keep for him.
You know, when you're just a meat shell with someone's hand shoved up your butt, you know, there's not much of a person there. It's just a meat puppet, isn't it?
Yeah, maybe you're right. But you know what? I tell patients all the time, if somebody gave me $1 million and God knows I need the money and it would sure make life a lot better, I couldn't give you some of these horrible, bad prescriptions that are out there because I still have a conscience. Some of these people have to have a conscience, and at some point, Soros's money can't really matter.
Well, money matters all the time, right? Money buys what you need. And so as long as it has value and so forth. But, you know, okay, back to the McCain thing. Look, when you're getting close to death, you know, Plato talked about that a lot, right? You know, when you're getting back closer to death, you come to terms with what you believe and how you've lived your life in accordance to what you believe. There's a thing out there, it's called a Luciferian, right, that does not believe that you have to be good, right, that it believes a whole bunch of other things, right, and it's not necessarily John McCain's, Christianity is not necessarily John McCain's religion. A lot of people would say, hell no. He might pretend that it is, right, or something like that. But there's a lot of different religions that allow him to come to terms with everything that he's done to a lot of different people, because he's a background player. He's always has been. Today, you've got different news stations sitting there going, how dare you say bad stuff about John McCain? So how dare you say good stuff about John McCain? But, you know, I don't know. Back to the chat room, republicoftexas.chattango.com. Art Underground, you always got this one going, man. He tells us, this one's always good. My mama always told me that I was a nut job for talking about FEMA camps. Well, until she saw Jesse Ventura on True TV talking about him. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's the way it goes, Art, and it's hard. Yeah, I know you know that. It's I don't know, but once in a while we can get through to them, but then the entire, well, I guess our swamp goes against us. You know, they'll come up with, if I were to tell people that that Roundup is really bad, and I do. Roundup, it's poison. It kills you, right? It builds up in the plants that it doesn't kill, and then it gives you a secondary kill zone. They came out with a report just recently that said that they've been testing glyphosate, the main ingredient in Roundup, instead of testing the actual Roundup. And so they're like going, oh, well, there's a difference, and this Roundup stuff is really bad for you. Oh, my God. What happened? Crickets? No more, right? You know, many countries have banned it, and we still use it. Doc, the other day, you were talking about that, you know, telling people, hey, I can show you some stuff that does just as well. Do you want it? And it pretty much gave you the bird and said, go suck this. Republic of Texas Radio. Glyphosate's bad. Roundup's bad. Lots of things are bad. We'll be right back.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look and how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over two with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Okay. Let's try it this way. Instead of coming out as the United States government and admitting that everything that you've been taught was a lie, let's just do it simply one step at a time. My fellow Americans, my fellow countrymen, it saddens me today to tell you that our monetary system for over the past 100 years has been a lie. A small group of men went to Jekyll Island over 100 years ago and created a fiat monetary system. This monetary system overtook the entire planet. We gave all of our money to them and they loaned it back to us, creating a debt burden that can never be repaid. And it pains me today to say the dollars in your wallet, the dollars in your bank, and all your stocks are now completely worthless. Please do whatever you can to stay alive, and we'll bring you more at 7 or 8. You think that'll fly, Doc?
Yeah. It's just liable to happen. You know, most people have heard all this stuff. They just don't really want to believe it. They're praying it's not true. But it can't be Sean Hannity or somebody like that. It's got to be somebody from the left media.
But they haven't heard it. They might have heard little tales. But have you ever put it together in your head how that would play out? I mean, you know, literally some guy coming on and they, you know, the back conversations, Alan, would be just enormous. Right. They're like, we just audited the Fed. And oh, my God, were we idiots? You guys know about this? Well, we got to tell them. We got to tell them. You can't tell them because the whole society will collapse. Well, what do we do? Well, it's too big to fail. You know, they can't, right? But they will, and it will happen. It'll happen just, I don't know. What do you think? Are there any odds that speech will ever be given? I would say no.
I don't know. I think no. John Kennedy tried. John Kennedy tried, and they gave him lead poisoning for it.
Yeah, and that was done, and you know stood up and gave his speech, you know, in front of the nation, and the ones who were alive back then that heard that speech, you know, do you think that actually stuck? No, because it was never talked about again, was it? If the truth is presented, but then never talked about again, it's never the truth, is it?
No,
that's the control they have. They have the control of the people's minds. They don't realize that. You know, when I was a kid, I could go into the corner store with a penny and buy, you know, 3-4 pieces of big, you know, big bubble gum. You go in there now, and if you can still find bubble gum that's not just totally laced with aspartame, you buy one piece of bubble gum, it's going to cost you probably 50 cents. You know, they don't realize that. And it's just, well, I've got to go to college so I can get in debt, so I can get me a good job that pays nothing, and I can't do anything. Wow, but it can get worse, so I'm not going to believe that stuff you're talking about.
Yeah, and maybe just the whole fact that, I can see that nobody would allow anybody to do that, but...
You could be driving, taking someone driving past Fort Chaffee, Arkansas, and say, that is a FEMA camp. No, that's an old Army base. That is a FEMA camp. I can tell you that because they had the Vietnamese there, they had the Cubans there. See, the wire faces in. That's a detention camp. No, that's just an old Army camp.
Mm-hmm. That is a FEMA camp. Yeah. Wow. Okay, folks. We're talking about hope. So hang on. We'll be right back. Republic of Texas Radio.
Paid attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl. The tree of life is us, my friends.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Okay.